Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Tom Bergeron, who's going to be hosting the Capital Fourth concert on July 4th down on the National Mall. Tom, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, Jason. Thanks for having us on.
Now, have you hosted this sucker before, or is this the first time?
No, this is my fourth time over the past 5 years. Last year I was actually in France shooting an episode of the genealogy show, Who Do You Think You Are? So I had to miss it, but glad to be back. It is a remarkable show. It's live TV, which I love, but it's live TV unlike anything else I've ever done, in that you're on the stage on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol with a few hundred thousand of your favorite friends, and the U.S. Capitol building as a beautiful backdrop.
Definitely. You can't do that every weekend. That's a big one.
It's tough. Just from a budgetary standpoint alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us, it's a pretty big lineup this year. Who we got this year?
Yeah, they do a great job every year, the producers of this show, just packing that 90 minutes with incredible talent. And I'll just give you some of the names. Kenny Loggins, Smokey Robinson, Allison Porter, who is the season 10 winner of The Voice, Amber Riley from Glee, also a champion one season on Dancing with the Stars, I'm happy to say, Jackie Evancho, Gavin DeGraw. We've got tributes to the 75th anniversary of the USO, our Olympic tribute to Team USA. Scott Hamilton will be on board for that. Colin Powell, I think, will be involved in the USO tribute. And then at the very end of the show, to the strains of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, there is an amazing fireworks display and the music provided by the National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jack Everly. So all of that in 90 minutes, just wall-to-wall good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we already interviewed yesterday. We interviewed Cassidy Pope, who would be performing, and then you mentioned the Scott Hamilton thing. I think Scott Hamilton's going to call in, and we're going to talk to him, I think, maybe tomorrow. But tell me a little more about
wonderful.
Yeah, tell me about the Olympic thing. Do you know what exactly they have planned for that ceremony?
Well, Scott will know more about that than I do, but it's something they've done in the past. I think the first year I hosted it, if I have my chronology correct, we did something similar, where it's just sort of a wonderful send-off as the team gets set to compete. And I think Scott was involved in that one as well.
Gotcha. What about on a personal note? I know you've wrapped up, Funniest Home Videos, I guess, was it last year? You stepped down from that. Mm-hmm. You still got Dancing with the Stars going on. What else is on the horizon for you after this?
Well, you know, I'm open to being surprised. I don't have anything specifically planned. Dancing will kick in again in September. Working on a couple of things that it would be a little premature to talk about, but I'm always interested in what's coming around the next corner.
Definitely. What about the most recent season of Dancing with the Stars? How did that one stack up compared to previous ones in your mind?
It was really good. It was, Niall DeMarco, who won, totally deaf since birth, yet an amazing dancer. And I think
he's a local guy. He's from the D.C. area, I think.
There you go. And yeah. As many of our contestants over the seasons who come to this out
I'm
of their
sorry,
comfort
Mr.
zone.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bergeron. And Jason, we do have to move on. We do have another call standing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jason.
We'll wrap it up. All right. Hey, Tom, thanks so much for coming. Everybody come out to the concert. Thanks.